All right, my friends, we've reached the last Mishnah in Maseches Temurah. This is Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav 7-6. We're still talking about things that need to be burned. And here it says, Kol hakadshim shenishchatu chutz l'zmanan v'chutz l'makoman harei elu yisarefu. Any invalid karbanos, which really means both zvachim and menachos, that were slaughtered, or the equivalent for mincha, and we're talking that it, when they were one of the four essential steps of the avoda, the shechita, kabbalah, lacha, or zrika, or the analogous steps for a mincha. If one thought chutz l'zmano or chutz l'makomo, he's going to offer the blood or the emurim or eat the meat in the improper time or place, that renders the offering invalid. And once it's invalid, it must be burned, says the Mishnah. It's not perfectly clear why the Mishnah is focusing specifically on these like specific bad intention invalidations. First of all, there are other intentions that could invalidate, specifically lo lishma. For example, a person who slaughters a chatas, having the wrong type of korban, the wrong person in mind, that would invalidate the korban, and simply needs to get burned. And there are other invalidations for korbanos, notably tamei. If the corpse, you know, the animal became tamei after you slaughtered it, or nosar, if it's left over past the proper time, all these things, pigel, nosar, tamei, and the other invalidating thoughts that make it invalid, all must get burned. The Mishnah is focused on two of those cases, but they all equally apply, must get burned. Now, when Asham Talo Yisaref, Rebbe Omer Yikaver, this needs explanation. The Asham Talui is the Asham, the guilt offering brought out of doubt. There are six types of Ashamos. One of them is brought, called Asham Talui, if a person is not sure whether he did an Avera which requires him to bring a Chatas. Bring a Chatas essentially for the various Isuri Karas that one does Beshogeg. So if a person is Machal Shabbos, Beshogeg on accident, he has to bring a Chatas. Now, if a person is not sure if he has to bring a Chatas, like for example, there were, you know, in the refrigerator, there were two things of meat, I should say of fat, and one of them is shuman, good old-fashioned fat that's mutter to eat, another one is chelev, forbidden fat, and you know, you and your roommate each ate one of the two bowls of fat, and now it turns out that one of them was chelev, you just don't know which of the two of you ate it. So now you both are in a situation of suffolk, the penalty for eating chelev is karas, therefore if you did b'shogeg, you'd have to bring a chatas, but you don't know if you have to bring a chatas, and you can't bring an optional chatas, it's not a thing, you have to either to bring a chatas, you have to know that you did something wrong and bring it definitively. So therefore, what must bring instead is called the asham talui. Asham talui meaning like sort of the suspending guilt offering. It suspends the consequence of doing a ver until you figure out if you need to bring a chatas, which you may or may not ever discover. So the case is, this roommate now goes to the, you know, you and your roommate go to the Beis Mikdash. You bring your asham talui. And then after it's slaughtered, but before the blood is offered, because the essential pivotal moment is the blood being offered on the Mizbeach, Zrika Sadam, blood on the Mizbeach. So if after the Shechita, so you have now a carcass on the ground, but before the Zrika, the application of the blood, they run in screaming, stop, hold the presses. We just saw the, you know, CCTV and we can confirm, we watched the videotapes, that you didn't eat from the Chelev, you ate Shuman. So now you don't need to bring Asham Tal anymore, right? So now, what do they do with that carcass? So says the Mishnah, that carcass has to get burned because it has the status, says the Bar Tanura anyways, of generic chulin shenishchata bazara. This animal didn't need to be brought, so you slaughtered an animal which was effectively a chulin animal, says the Bar Tanura, and therefore, like the previous, a couple Mishnahs ago, we said in Mishnah Dalid, we said the halacha is that if you, we had a machlokas actually, the Tanakama said it has to get, a chulin that's slaughtered in the Azara has to get buried. Rabbi Shimon said it had to get burned. Here our Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, meaning the Tanakama, is going like Rabbi Shimon, that it has to get burned. And Rabbi Yehuda is going with Chacham, says no, it could just be buried. So that's what's happening. And the words of the Mishnah say, Asham Talui, suspending Asham, which after slaughtering and before offering the blood, you discover it didn't need to be brought. So now it's Chulim Ba'azara. Says the Mishnah, Yisaref, like Rabbi Shimon, it must get burned. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yikaver, no, it can simply be buried because that's the din according to him. The Rambam, I should point out, Paskins like the Tanakama of Mishnah Dalad, meaning Rabbi Yehuda in this Mishnah, which means that it is Yikaver, it's only buried, and needs to be buried, does not need to be burned. Okay, next we have the Chata Sa'ofa Baal Safik Tisaref. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yitlena La'ama. Okay, what's the case here? So the Chata Sa'of is a sin offering, that's the bird variety. Okay, Normally, the rule is that, like I said, you can't bring a chatas unless you know for sure you have to bring it. And that's because you have a twofold problem. First of all, if it turns out you didn't need to bring it, so you'd be slaughtering an animal that didn't need to be slaughtered, so it's really a chulin in the azara, you can't slaughter that. And second of all, you can't put the meat of a chulin animal on the mizbeach. So you have two problems. As it happens, for clever technical reasons, one who is not sure if he needs to bring a chatas ha'of still could bring it. Why? Because, first of all, what's the case? The case is something like around, let's say a woman had a miscarriage, okay? So a woman who has a baby or even miscarries after 40 days, that vlad, that fetus, is mechayev for her to bring, amongst other things, a chatas. So she could bring a bird offering as a chatas. Now, if she had this miscarriage, she doesn't know, was she 40 days pregnant or was it only 39 days pregnant? She doesn't have an exact count. So then she's now mistapeka. She's not sure. Should she bring the chatas ha'of or shouldn't she? The answer is she could bring it out of a suffix. And what are the two problems? First of all, there's no problem of shchitas chulin ba'azar because you don't actually shecht a bird offering, right? You do instead, you do malika, meaning instead of using a knife for the throat to cut the animal's neck, you use a fingernail on the back of the animal's neck and you puncture from there. That's malika, and that is not shchitas. That's technically not a problem. And as far as, well, putting the meat on the mizbeach, the chatas of, actually none of the meat goes on the mizbeach, as it happens. Nothing goes on the mizbeach at all. No yimurim or nothing. So it's just eaten by the kohanim. So therefore, you avoided the two problems of shchitas chulin bazar and putting emurim of a chulin on the mizbeach. Therefore, you could, yes, bring a chatas sa'of for safek. The problem is, the normal thing to do with a chatas sa'of is to eat it by the kohanim, but here the kohanim, not sure if they can eat it. Why? Because if it really is a chatas sa'of that was obliged, because let's say the baby was, you know, the miscarriage was a 40-day-old fetus, good, it's chatas sa'of and they should eat it. But if really it was only 39 days old, and she did not need to bring this chatas, therefore this chatas is invalid. And how do they slaughter it? Not with shechita, that's the point. They did use malika. And an animal, a bird that you do malika on, if it's not a korban, it's not kosher. It's not shechita. I mean, it's an avela. It's not a kosher animal to eat. So the kohanim can't eat the bird because it might not be kosher to eat because it might be an avela. You did malika on it. And therefore they won't eat it. So what will they do with it? Says the Mishnah, they essentially get rid of it by burning it. And that's the first shita. Again, chatas of habal safek tisaref. If you're bringing a sin offering that's a bird out of a doubt situation, then just burn it. The Rabbi Yehuda says no need to burn it. Again, Rabbi Yehuda goes with the shita they had before, which is that, and that's the halacha ostensibly, that if you have a chulin in the azara, it needs to be buried, not burned. That would be the case here as well. But he says for the burial, all you need to do really essentially is essentially sort of take it apart, like dismember it, says the Braisa in the Gemara, and then essentially throw it into the Amma. Now the Amma is this irrigation canal that's like sort of like a channel of water flowing through the temple courtyard, flowing south there through the water gate and down to the Nachal Kidron, the Kidron Valley. So Rabbi Yehuda's position is essentially if you take it apart and put it in the Amas Hamayim, that canal, so essentially that water channel is like as good as burying it, it'll come, the meat will kind of come apart as it goes down there and bury into the fall and be effectively buried into the Kidron Valley below. Okay. Again, a sense of the halach is that that's maker dim shalat to do, put in the canal there and be done with it. Okay, now the last part of the mission here talks about the following. Kolon Israfen lo yikaveru, v'kolon nikbarim lo yisarefu. We said in the previous couple of Mishnayos, there was some things you have to bury, and other things we said in the past couple of Mishnayos after that, you have to burn. So our mission's point here is, if you're meant to bury it, like, I don't know, basr b'chalav, you're supposed to bury it. If you're meant to burn it, like the orla, then you're meant to burn it. And you shouldn't bury that what's meant to be burned and burn what's meant to be buried. Now, the reason for this is because when you finish, if there's a mitzvah to burn something, once you've burned it, it's like nasa mitzvah son, you've like done what you have to do. If the Torah requires, you know, you bury the kilayah kerem, you burned it. Sorry, you burned the kilayah kerem, so you burned it. So after that, if you have ashes, those ashes now are mutter bahana. You could get benefit from the ashes, like if you want to do your laundry with them, as they did in the time of the Mishnah. Whereas things that need to be buried, really the Torah just said they're asr bahana. The burial was like a din derabanan, according to how I explained it, the Barth Menorah. And really, the ashes themselves are still asr bahana, because there's no, like, you didn't do the mitzvah of the isr of getting benefit, isn't a mitzvah to bury, per se. And therefore, there's the possibility that if you burn it when it's meant to be buried, then you still have ashes, which you couldn't get benefit from the ashes, which would be a no-no. Therefore, the Mishnah says, if you're meant to bury it, just bury it and be done with it. If you're meant to burn it, of course, you must burn it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imrat lahachmir al atzmo lisrof es hanikbarim rashai. Rabbi Yehuda says, listen, if you want to be machmir, burning it is more definitive than burying it. So although you don't have to burn things like basar b'chalav, etc., if you want to, go right ahead. But Amr lo d'chacham say nothing doing, eino mutu l'shanos, you should not deviate from the prescribed, you know, procedure. Again, the reason why is because Rabbi Yehuda is not afraid that the ashes after that come from someone who's meant to be buried will come to anything. No one's going to use them probably. But the Chacham say, listen, you never know. You have to be afraid that the ashes could come to use. And therefore, if you're meant to bury it, just bury it. If you're meant to burn it, just burn it. And don't deviate from that. Not surprisingly, the Rambam passes like the Chachamim, so you shouldn't deviate. You should bury it when you see buried and burn it when you see burned. And with that, B'siyat Tashmai, we finish Maseches Temura. Thank you, Hashem. And next Masechta up is Maseches Krisus.